December 6th, 2022 in Bend, Oregon. Hey, today I submitted my application for the vacant city council seat that is available right now. That seat is available because we have a new mayor and she is leaving that seat available. So, I've never been involved in politics before. I've never sat on any seat like this, position in politics. But I decided it was time to do more than what I've done before. We all have a lot of opinions. We all, have our views on things, and that's fine. I think that's what makes us great. Our diversity, our opinions, our views on things. That's what America is. And I've been almost 30 years in Bend, Oregon, and I thought it's about time that I'm going to start pursuing, any opportunity I can. Even if I don't get this position, I'm going to be volunteering. I'm going to be down at the meetings. I'm going to start being more involved. And at some point in the future, as the opportunities allow, I will be on city council. I may even decide to run for mayor if that opportunity presents itself in the future, which, at some point it will. I wanted to document that I had dove in and I'm making that, that leap to get involved. I got to admit, if I am appointed, because this is not an election, the other members on the council will be appointing someone for the vacancy. If I am appointed for this seat, I would be the least educated person on the council. I've looked at all the bios, everybody on the council. It's attorneys and psychiatrists and, those with master's degrees and PhDs and so on and so forth. I have a very different story and a very different story to tell. I have a high school diploma, graduated from a small high school, and in my family, college was never even discussed. Not one time. And it was a whole thing that I'd never even thought about until it was really almost too late in the game. I just wasn't prepared for college. Instead, I went a different route. I went to work for a family business and worked in a family trade, which I had already been really spent my life in as a young man working with my father. And I went to work for the family business and became a skilled craftsman at a very young age. By the time I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I was a journeyman carpenter in my craft. And by the time I was in my mid-20s, there really wasn't too many things I could not build. So I was a carpenter by trade, and I could build stairways, really nothing I couldn't build. I was doing bent laminations and inlays, very high skill level detail woodwork, flooring in multi-million-dollar properties. And that was just, that was just my foundational carpenter skills. And I ended up building my own company in Oregon a few years later. And grew that to a very successful company. Had no business mentoring until way into my business. And, we had to figure it out. We had to learn it. We had to do it on our own. And information wasn't as easy to come by as it is now with the internet. But we grew a very successful business, had over 50 employees, and accomplished all of our goals and dreams in that company before I sold it in 2007 and went into real estate investing and really went into housing. I don't think I've ever really talked about that before on my podcast, but that was my, you know, my first business that I built. After that, you know, and it was really bad time in the market. I might have mentioned that. Real estate was impossible. Market was crashed. And so I ended up, kind of accidentally fell into this online business where I was recruiting business partners online all over the country in Canada. And I put about 5,000 business partners into a multi-level marketing company. It was a health and wellness company. That was a whole new experience. And it was a great experience. And I met some really incredible people who I still am in contact with today, although I'm not building that company any longer. But that turned into a really good, experience. And the skills that I learned from that, I ended up applying a lot of those things into real estate, into marketing and recruiting and everything that I do now is a piece of what I do in my real estate business. And it was about 2014 when I decided not to just be investing in real estate, but just get my license and start selling as a broker in Oregon. And I did. And that's been one of the best things I've ever done. So over the years, I've evolved, to where I am now, almost 30 years in Bend. Very happy with real estate business. And I have a lot of freedom because of that. And it gives me the time to consider volunteering for this city council position. So that's where I'm at. As I said, I have no experience in politics. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to do this. It's not something I would do for fun. It's not something I'm looking forward to in that regard. I feel more a responsibility to do it for my community, for my family, and to set an example to my children, and to be involved in my community and in a way that I can be a part of representing the community on the council. And I think I can do a good job of that. I do think I definitely will put my heart into it. Although it's just not the kind of thing in the past that I would do for pleasure, like I would real estate, where I love the people. I love the relationships. It's very rewarding. Now, maybe there's some surprises for me in this opportunity if it worked out, but I would put my whole heart into it and, and see what happens with it. See what direction that goes. But I thought I would make a little podcast, put it out there. And, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, and, love to discuss issues, my plans here in Bend, Oregon. You know me as a real estate agent here, and I will continue to be in real estate probably until the last breath that I breathe on the planet. Because I do love it. And my kids are also involved in real estate. So, it's just kind of like part of our family culture now as well. So I wanted to put that out there. Thanks for listening. I hope that we at some point can talk. Feel free to reach out to me. All my contact information is in my link tree. The link that you'll see in my bio, click on that. That opens up all my contact information, other social media links like my Facebook, my Instagram, my TikTok, all my contact information, LinkedIn, etc., etc., and also my real estate page where you can look at real estate. But feel free to text, call me. The number there that is on my bio is my cell phone number, 541-797-9966. Paul Frazier, Bend, Oregon broker, in Bend, Oregon, almost 30 years now. And I look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.